This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
Hamas tells negotiators
they accept the outline of a ceasefire with Israel.
No big Columbia University commencement amid pro-Palestinian protests.
It kind of sucks that it had to come to this point.
Gag order violations could send former President Trump to jail.
He's drawn a real red line here.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Word that Hamas accepts an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal spreads through Rafah. War from CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
People on the streets of Gaza celebrating, and people inside Israel, hostage families coming to the center of Tel Aviv to say to their government, take this deal.
A Hamas official says the first phase of the deal would involve the release of 33 hostages for a six-week ceasefire. CBS's Linda Gradstein with Israel's response.
The Israeli Prime Minister's office issued a statement that said that Israel is pushing ahead with an operation in Rafah to, quote, apply military pressure on Hamas with the goal of freeing the hostages and other war aims. The statement said Hamas's latest truce offer is far from Israel's obligatory demands.
Columbia University is canceling its school-wide commencement ceremony following weeks of pro-Palestinian protests. The school instead will hold smaller ceremonies this and next week. Eason Gogis is a graduating senior.
I'm frustrated, but I am okay with it as long as the safety and well-being of students is ensured. I think that's totally fine.
The University of Pennsylvania's interim president is calling for de-escalation on campus as a pro-Palestinian encampment protest reaches day 12 there. A U.S. Army sergeant who is stationed in Korea has been detained in Russia. CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
Officials say he was supposed to be returning to the United States as part of a regular rotation, but instead traveled to the port city of Vladivostok, even though Russia is listed as a do-not-travel zone for the American military. He was arrested last week for allegedly stealing from a woman. The evidence against him is not yet known.
Another $1,000 fine for former President Donald Trump for violating a gag order in his Manhattan criminal trial. He was fined $9,000 last week. CBS's Graham Cates at the courthouse.
The judge indicated that the $1,000 per violation fine itself might not be hitting Trump's bank account hard enough. He warned Trump that further violations could result in jail time.
And today included testimony from Jeffrey McConney, the former Trump Organization controller. Stocks jumped on Wall Street. Dow closed up 177 points. The Nasdaq rose 193. Now this.
Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use gift mode on Etsy. Gift mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and gift mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life,
Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
After years of delays, Boeing Starliner spacecraft will finally fly its first astronaut crew to the International Space Station later tonight. CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center says the crew will head to the launch pad in about 15 minutes.
Boeing and NASA say the Starliner is just about ready for prime time. Commander Butch Wilmore says he has
confidence on the NASA side and the Boeing side. Yes, there's been some issues in the past. That's the past.
Pilot Sonny Williams says the delay has been frustrating, but the lead up to the flight has been a dream.
To be involved in the development of the spacecraft from the very beginning.
This is a test flight to demonstrate Starliner can safely get crew members to and from the International Space Station. Wilmore and Williams are scheduled for an 8-day stay there. The launch forecast, almost perfect. Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
The FAA is investigating whether Boeing completed required plane inspections on the 787 and whether employees falsified aircraft records. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. A new study from Tulane University School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine finds higher homicide rates of pregnant people in states that have enacted laws that restrict abortion access. Study co-author Maeve Wallace says homicide is among the leading causes of death for pregnant people.
For every additional abortion restriction that we looked at that was in effect in the state, there was about a subsequent 3% increase on average in the intimate partner homicide rate.
The report is published in the journal Health Affairs. As a pastor delivered his sermon in suburban Pittsburgh yesterday, a man with a gun walked up to him and pulled the trigger, but police say it did not fire. Bernard Polite was tackled by Deacon Clarence McAllister.
I've got to give God thanks for giving me the courage to do what I did.
Police say Polite is being held without bail and claims God told him to do it.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Some French bakers did not just set a new world record this past weekend. They've also restored some national pride, as CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
The baguette, that long, crusty loaf, is as French as, well, the Eiffel Tower. So imagine the national humiliation when the world record for longest baguette went to some bakers in Italy 5 years ago. But this past weekend, 12 bakers in the Paris suburb of Suresnes spent nearly 14 hours mixing, kneading, shaping, and baking their way to this.
I can confirm that this attempt has been successful.
A new Guinness World Record at 461 feet. National pride restored. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Redfin agrees to pay over $9.2 million to settle lawsuits claiming artificially inflated real estate broker commissions. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, May 6, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special, tomorrow on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life?
You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.